Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little bad.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late grade SRV, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. But I'm looking at a beautiful new book by our good friend Amy K. Hutchins, The Secrets Leaders Keep, insightful stories of provocative questions that unlock the hidden secrets to winning big in business and life. Amy K., congratulations on the book. I know it's available wherever books are sold. AmyK.com, right? One word, AmyK.com.
Correct. Thank you.
So, Amy K., we're talking about conversations, how to get better at it, how to get better at being a conversationalist. Your favorite, your all-time favorite conversational framework is...
Yes, and so it's really what? About aligning brilliance. You know, it's the idea of those...
Aligning brilliance.
Selling people good feelings and the solutions to the problem. And one of the things that we tend to forget too, Jim, and this is important, when we're all running around 90 miles an hour, sometimes our intent doesn't match the way that we play. And so we'll go into a conversation, and we think we're being positive, we think we're being encouraging and supportive, but we haven't really listened to our word choice. And so one of the things that I mean, we've all heard the classic, never use absolutes, right? You know, never say never, never say always.
But they're so much fun, those words.
Well, I know. But there are some more subtle things that I've heard a lot of people saying in the last couple of months that I just want to kind of raise a red flag to. We're all tired. I have seen this pattern now. I think 2015 was an exhausting year for a lot of people. We're all excited about 2016. But walking up to somebody and saying, you look tired,
oh,
it's
no.
Not very helpful.
I would never do that. Who would do that?
Well, you would be amazed at how many people are still saying it. And they mean well. They mean like they're trying to be supportive. You know, they might even reach out and put a hand on your shoulder. But a better comment to make is a question. Just look at somebody and instead of saying you look tired, ask, everything okay? Because it's a much more supportive comment. It's a much more, hey, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to help.
How about how are things going?
Exactly. And,
How about this, Amy K.? How are things going? And don't lie to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I was with a friend the other day, and he was limping. He was limping. He's not supposed to be limping. I said, dude, what's wrong?
Exactly. That's okay. But I was in an elevator the other day. I was in San Antonio at an event, and this woman gets on the elevator, and so does this other woman. They were clearly friends, but they hadn't seen each other in a while. And this one woman says, wow, you've lost a ton of weight. And I was like, wow, how about just you look fantastic?
Right, no kidding.
The inverse is true, too. Some of those subtle things that we say when we're frustrated and we think that we're not being clear and somebody's confused, we'll do the, well, as I've said before. And it's a very condescending comment. You know, my encouragement to business owners is drop the words, as I said before, and just take responsibility again for the quality.
See, you're taking away some of the fun words again, though. See, I mean, it's fun to remind people that you've told them this before, right? But you know, I'm going to come back to something you said in the last segment that I think is really important. When I was learning how to sell before your mother was born, Amy K., I learned how to do self-analysis. I was taught. Self-analysis. And every post-call, every post-conversation self-analysis that you do with yourself is a pre-call, pre-conversation self-analysis. So whatever you can evaluate yourself on what you just did can contribute to the next one. And I really like the fact that you recommend that before you go talk to someone, whatever it's a business meeting or whatever. I do this to myself. I have to do this myself because I can get caught up in the moment sometimes and get things out of hand. I have to have a word with myself and I have to say, okay, you know, I don't contrive my words. I don't contrive what I'm going to say. I just try to settle myself down and make sure that I stay on what my goals are for the conversation.
Yeah, Absolutely. That to me, that is the hardest communication, and that is taking a few moments to center yourself, get aligned with what it is that you're really trying to achieve. A great question to ask yourself is, you know, how can I help instead of hurt? I mean, just that question alone, how can I help instead of hurt, can completely change the way that you play. And I love the fact that you said that you do the pre-conversation prep, because in the book, one of the things that I get into as well with one of the characters named Liza is this whole idea of we have got to have better conversations with ourselves about what it is that we're really doing with our lives. You know, if we're going to talk about selling good feelings and a solution, then we really do need to do those two things for ourselves and our own path. And so there's a whole chapter on letting go and figuring out what's working in our lives, what's not, and how to actually create a better and more productive and more personally profitable life as well as professionally.
At some point in time, if you can't have a good conversation with someone, do you just let them go?
Well, I think you have to sit back and ask yourself what you've contributed to it. So at the very least, you know, and there are people out there that, you know, you're not going to quote unquote win. You're not going to have a victory in a partnership because they have too many of their own baggage that they're carrying around. But I do think then you have to ask yourself, what have I learned from that? You know, what am I willing to let go of? I mean, sometimes, Jim, and I mean this sincerely, sometimes we make the right decision. And sometimes we just got to make the decision right.
I like that. AmyK.com is the website. The book is called The Secrets Leaders Keep. You got a new one coming out before too long. I can't wait. I expect you to launch it on this show, AmyK.
Okay, great.
Thanks, AmyK. Take care of yourself. Come back soon. AmyK Hutchins, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when AmyK joined us, and so we did. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.